Chapter 4. Exhilarated, Bonnie and Claire chatted happily on the way back to the Halekapa Kauiki, reliving the most exciting moments of the zipline hike and laughing about their few minor mishaps. Clicking through the images on her digital camera, Bonnie thanked Claire for arranging the adventure, but she couldn't quite bring herself to say that Claire had been right to deceive her. There were some lines she wasn't willing to cross, no matter how well things had turned out in the end. "We really should get some work done today," Bonnie said as they pulled into the parking lot. Claire hadn't hired her to ride zip lines and enjoy cookouts. Claire agreed and suggested they meet in the conference room to brainstorm. "Grab a notebook and pen, put on more sunblock, change clothes if you want, and meet me on the lanai in 15 minutes," she said. "I'll bring the drinks and snacks." Bonnie went upstairs to freshen up and gathered her thoughts as she gathered her things. Just as she was settling down at a table on the lanai, Claire emerged from the kitchen carrying a picnic basket, a notebook stuffed with loose papers, and what appeared to be two grass mats rolled up and tucked into a beach bag. "Can you take this?" Claire asked, indicating the bag with a nod as she juggled her other burdens. Bonnie hurried to assist, then broke into laughter as Claire led the way to a gate almost hidden in the foliage at the back of the garden. "Let me guess, your conference room is the beach? Wouldn't everyone have a beach for a conference room if they could?" They unrolled the grass mats on the warm sand beneath an enormous beach umbrella, one of several set up for guests of the inn, and took out notebooks and pens. "I never tire of this view," said Claire dreamily, slipping off her sandals. "There are days when I almost have to pinch myself because I can't believe I'm lucky enough to live here." "It's not perfect," she added quickly. "Prices are much higher than on the mainland, and we could buy a mansion in Pennsylvania for what we paid for our little bungalow. It's far from family, too. We exchange visits when we can, but we can't hop in the car and drive to see the grandkids on the spur of the moment." "Life's full of trade-offs," Bonnie agreed. "But as far as I can tell, you and Eric have it as close to perfect as anyone." Claire smiled. "I think so, too. Tempting, isn't it? Just wait until winter when your friend's back home."